Now, the UN envoy is urging Myanmar to allow the return of aid groups which were forced to flee sectarian attacks in Rakhine State. The UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights Situation in Myanmar warned that the aid group's departure could have severe consequences for the displaced Muslims. The Muslims have been sheltering in camps to avoid deadly attacks by extremist Buddhists. Thomas Ojea Quintana said that water shortages could reach critical levels within a week in some camps. Some 140,000 Rohingya Muslims are living in camps as a result of sectarian conflict since 2012. Another 700,000 Rohingya Muslims are in dire conditions outside the camps. The UN envoy noted that the persecution of Muslims in Myanmar could amount to crimes against humanity. On the line with us from Washington is Amari Salakan, Director of Peace Through Justice Foundation. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, the UN and other international organizations have time and again spoken and highlighted the dire conditions of Rohingya Muslims within Myanmar, yet we're not seeing any concrete actions being taken by the international community. If anything, sanctions against the Myanmarese government are being lifted. What do you make of that?
Well, that it raises the issue of doublespeak. The reason why the conditions are worsening for the Muslims in this beleaguered state is because the international community has been engaged in a lot of lip profession without action. It is without question at all. That what has been taking place in Myanmar against its Muslim population does constitute crimes against humanity. The question is, when will the requisite organs within the international community and specifically within the United Nations take the type of action that certain conventions that have been universally agreed to call upon them to take? Until the international community, stops engaging in this lip profession without action, the conditions are going to continue to worsen.
Right, Mr. Salakan, also the UN Security Council has the authority to take the Myanmarese government to the International Criminal Court over the rights violations that are taking place within the country against the Rohingya Muslims. Why do you think that hasn't happened yet?
I think for a couple of reasons. One, the fact that this population is a population of Muslims, and in the international community today, there is an atmosphere that makes it very easy and convenient for governments to cover their crimes against humanity when it comes to Muslim populations under the cloak of terrorism, extremism, and these other other terms that are used in order to deflect responsibility from, the kind of actions that the Security Council and, again, other organs within the UN should be taking.
Indeed. We're going to have to stop you there for now. I'm afraid we've run out of time. That was Maori Salakan, Director of Peace Through Justice Foundation, joining us from Washington. Thank you, Mr. Salakan, for your comments here on Press TV.